Meseches Peah, Perek Vav, Mishnah Base 6-2. The Mishnah continues discussing the mitzvah of shicha, the forgotten sheaves in the field. It must be left for the neim and not gone back for. So the Mishnah has two interpretations according to the Bar Tanura. I'll say the more simple one first, although it's not the preferred one of the Bar Tanura. It's just easier to understand, so we start there. It says, HaOmer, if one has a bundle of wheat or grain, shu samach lagapa, and it is in a place that's particular. For example, it's next to the wall of stones, the lagadish, or it's next to the pile of wheat, like a haystack, labakar, or it's next to the cattle, the lakalim, or it's next to the farm implements, like the plow, ushachacho, and you overlook it when you are bringing in those bundles, those amarim, those sheaves, to the threshing floor. So the question is this now shicha, and one is forbidden to go back and retrieve it, or no? So Beishamai Omrim, Beishamai hold Eino Shicha. They say it isn't Shicha. The reason why is because even though you overlooked it now, since it was in a particular place, sooner or later you'll remember, oh, there was that sheaf that was sitting by the wall or by the plow, etc. And therefore you remember it. And since you'll come to remember it, it doesn't have a halachic status of Shicha, so you go back and get it. Well, Beisila Omrim Shicha. Beisila say, no, it is Shicha. Presumably it's not that significant of a place, a bundle that happens to be next to the, you know, haystack, whatever it is, and you can, and very possibly will forget it, and therefore it's got a din of shicha. You can't go back and get it. That's a simple reading of the Mishnah, and the second pshat given by the Bar Tanura. His first pshat, however, is a little more complicated. The case is where a person picks up a bundle of wheat, let's say, and he intends to take it to the marketplace. So since he's picked it up, it's like become his, and one would think, oh, that being the case, he's picked it up to acquire it, to take it to the marketplace, so no longer could it be considered shicha, it's something he's taken for himself. But in this particular case, in the Mishnah, he put it down again back in the field in some particular place, thinking he'll go and retrieve it later on, but he doesn't. The question is, can it lapse back into being shicha, a forgotten sheaf, or since he picked it up intending to bring it out to market, now he's acquired it, and it can't go back into being a shicha like any other sheaf that, although they're moved around the fields, weren't specifically acquired for a particular purpose, and therefore those are shicha. So therefore the Mishnah would read again, HaOmer shu samach lagapa v'lagadish labakar v'lakelim. If you have a sheaf of grain that was picked up intending to be brought to a market, but a person puts it down, and he puts it down next to that wall of stones, the pile of grain, the cattle, the farm implements, ushachacho, and then he forgets about it, Bisham, I say, since he picked it up, it's too late. They hold Eino Shicha. He acquired it, and it remains his forever. Beisil Om Shicha, Beisil say, no, if it's been forgotten, it just goes back into the other status of the rest of the sheaves, just like we saw in previous Mishnahs. You could have like intermediate stages where you're collecting sheaves and moving them around. Just picking it up doesn't make it yours. It can lapse back into the Shicha in that final collection. So if this sheaf was put down again, even in a memorable place, even after you picked it up, intending to take it to market, if there's the final collection, bring all those bundles to the threshing floor and that particular bundle gets left behind and overlooked, it does become shicha according to Beis Hillel, and that, of course, is the halacha.